The city of Crisfield, on Maryland's Lower Eastern Shore, bills itself as the crab capital of the world. But now Crisfield has another claim to fame. It's about to be the first municipality in Maryland to be powered by a windmill. WYPR's Joel McCord brings us this report for Chesapeake, a journalism collaborative.
You can see it as you head down Route 413 into town, towering above everything. Even the water tower with the giant crab painted on it. The blades turn in the breeze off Tangier Sound, and soon they'll be generating enough electricity to run the nearby sewer plant and then some. And that's the idea.
So this allows them to oversupply at the wastewater treatment plant, take those credits and apply them to every other municipal meter, and it just so happens that it pencils out the entire load of the municipal load of the town.
That's Chris Burgess, managing partner of Alpha Energy, an Annapolis firm that helped Crisfield develop the project. As he explains it, the wind turbine will feed more electricity into Delmarva Power and Light's grid than it takes to run the sewer plant, the street lights, city hall, a fire station, a senior center, the library, and so on. And that means the municipal electric bill will be zero for years to come.
So they'll know exactly how much they're going to be paying for power here at the wastewater treatment plant and through all the other municipal meters for over two decades.
The turbine, built over the summer, went into operation a few weeks ago. It's undergoing tests and should be delivering electricity by spring. P.J. Purnell, who was mayor when the town fathers started on this project 10 years ago, says they were looking to get out from under a mountain of debt at the time.
And we were looking at a $20,000 to $25,000 a month electric bill. To run this sewer plant, primarily to run the sewer plant, 80% of that. The rest ran the rest of the city.
At the same time, Noah Bradshaw, then a code enforcement officer for Somerset County, was at a Maryland Energy Administration conference on solar power in Baltimore. He says he raised his hand and asked, "What are you doing about wind?" Pretty soon, somebody from MEA put an anemometer on top of the town's water tower. You know, the one with the giant crab.
It stayed there for a year. It took a snapshot, I think, every 10 minutes of the wind. And over that year, we wound up, we had an average of 14 miles per hour.
That was enough to make the wind turbine, which stands better than 300 feet high, practical. And the city won $4.1 million in state grants and loans to build it. But it wasn't all smooth sailing. Patuxent River Naval Air Station, across the bay in St. Mary's County, worried about the effect the tower would have on its radar. This was, after all, about the same time another company was applying to put industrial-size 600-foot wind turbines nearby in Somerset County. Former Mayor Purnell says the Navy let Crisfield slide.
They had such a fight with them that they kind of like pacified us and said, well, you know, yours is only going to just touch 300 feet. Yours is okay.
And then Delmarva Power and Light wanted a compatibility study. Purnell said it was another hoop to jump through that set them back a couple more months. Delmarva spokesman Nick Morisi says the company needed to be sure everything would be compatible with its grid.
That way, when the wind turbine is fully functional and ready for operation, it can marry up nicely and it can marry up and integrate into our grid very nicely.
But now the turbine's up, the blades are spinning. Soon they will feed electricity into Delmarva's grid, and if all goes according to plan, Crisfield will become the first municipality in Maryland with a net zero electric bill. I'm Joel McCord for Chesapeake, a journalism collaborative.
Chesapeake, a journalism collaborative, is funded by the participating stations with grant support from the Clayton Baker Trust, the Bancroft Foundation, Michael and Ann Hankin, the Jim and Patty Rass Foundation, the Rob and Elizabeth Tyler Foundation, and the Midshore Community Foundation.